Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give 'em hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Happens.
Watch what crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch and talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast, and joining me on this happy hump day is the super charismatic, super funny, super lovely, super patient, super joyous, super human, super chuckly.
I love that I can be joyous and patient. Like, that's a good mix that you just gave me.
Yeah. Well, it's Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Prix Bachelor podcast. Ironically, you were not patient enough to let me finish the platitudes.
They were good, though.
But still joyous. Still joyous.
You're just making shit up. Once you went from patient to joyous, I was like, he's just stretching now.
You are patient.
I was on mute blowing my nose.
Oh.
Yes. Anybody who's listening to this podcast right now is patient, because you probably watched Beverly Hills Reunion Part 1 and we'll probably watch until Reunion Part 3. Why are any of us doing this? I don't know. I'm doing it because, God damn it, I still love this show. And I don't care even if it's boring and it sucks right now, because I believe it's going to get better. But Jesus Christ, talk about a stretch. I had to do it like 5 times in the middle of this episode.
Yeah. I mean, I love Beverly Hills too. They definitely had an off season. It was, and I've said it for the past like 3 weeks in a row, it wasn't as off as I think the final perception of it is. It's just that it peaked and then it had like 4 more episodes. Like everything from Berlin on was just boring and it just left us all with a blah. I mean, it was already like, it was only an okay season, but it had such a bad ending that it's just like, this was a really boring season. I actually feel like it was more boring than Orange County last season. And Orange County got a lot of flack for being a terrible season, but I think Orange County at least had some really funny moments, iconic moments. Quiet Woman. Quiet Woman was like an iconic episode, and that was in what is viewed as one of the worst seasons of that show. This Beverly Hills this season had no iconic moments.
Well, we had a lot of fun with Orange County, no matter what anybody says.
Yeah.
That was a really fun season for us. And this season was really fun. I mean, even these lame episodes have been pretty fun. I think last week was the first time that I felt fatigued.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why? When it just turns into Kyle. Well, you know what? Why even talk about that?
Because we're going to go through
about
it again.
30 fucking times today.
But before we do that, you guys, tickets are on sale now for our second Philadelphia show. Go to watchacrappens.com to buy tickets there, because Philly was so popular, we added a second one. If you are going to be on the West Coast, as we've been mentioning, we have shows in Phoenix and San Francisco coming up in June. That's going to be amazing. The San Fran one's on Gay Pride, and the Arizona one is going to be on Rattlesnake Pride, I believe. So very
Rock
important
Pride.
Days for both cities.
Dirt and Clay Pride. I love me some Arizona.
I do. Arizona is a beautiful state. You know, we make fun of it a lot because it sort of gets lumped in as like viewed as the Florida of the West. It is actually a beautiful, beautiful state. It's like I said yesterday, I had so much fun when I was there on a little family vacay, and I'm excited to be there with you, Ronnie. I think we're going to have a fun time in Phoenix together. Will you
me
get a
too.
Date shake with me? Will you get a date shake with me? Will
you oh, yeah, a, I'm very you go on into a date, smoothies. Date? Yes, I'm very into smoothies. Date it is.
Yay. Okay,
I'm
that's
drinking
awesome.
A mango spinach and coconut water smoothie right now, or coconut milk smoothie right now, and it's just delicious. Can I just tell you, my health is completely turned around.
Oh, yeah, you're on your smoothie kick. I'm going to get a smoothie later today, I've decided.
It's delicious. Like, my body is freaking out that it has so many nutrients in it. It's so weird.
But you probably have a healthy smoothie. The only smoothies I ever get are ones that are like chocolate, peanut butter, banana.
Well, I make those a lot too, but I get the chocolate peanut butter powder. So it's way lower. It doesn't have hardly any fat or calories or health or nutrition, actually. But I do mix it with some kale and some, girl, I don't know. I'm like on a nutrient drug addiction.
Good for you. Good for you.
I don't know, Ben, because when you have a lot of nutrients, you're awake more. And I'm really not sure what to do. Like, I'm not tired. I'm not really pissy. I don't want to take a nap or sleep all day. I've been sleeping like 6 hours a night. It's disgusting. What do people do with this much time?
You are almost sounding like the lyrics to David Bowie's seminal 80s classic, Modern Love. I don't want to go out, but I don't want to stay in.
I want a mango smoothie with kale and coconut.
Mango smoothie. Gets me to the mango smoothie.
The dark crystal filled with mango and kale and spinach and coconut milk.
Well, soon, Ronnie, with enough smoothies under your belt, you will have a buff body, much like Andy Cohen in his little black t-shirt as he walked around to the women backstage before the reunion. He was like, so, tell me about I'm Not Listening, I'm Just Showing Off My Biceps.
He's like, hey, Erica, you look really great today. And she goes, yes, of course.
Bouncing and behaving.
Yeah,
the original like Nell Carter musical.
The original what musical?
Nell Carter musical.
Bouncing and behaving. Bouncing and behaving. See, we've already brought Nell Carter in. Okay, I have to say, I don't know how much of this reunion is going to be truthful because, you know, even if I'm taking really good notes. I lie half the time, and I have a feeling we're going to be making a lot of this up.
And you know what? Let's make up shit. Let's make up shit. Let's spice it up, because I mean, I took a lot of notes, but I didn't take as many notes, because a lot of times I was just sort of, like, watching, I was staring, and I was just, like, sometimes I couldn't follow, sometimes I could, and a lot of times I was like, I don't know if I need to take a note about this. I think I'll just sort of, like, capture the spirit of it. So, with that being said, given that I did not write a lot of notes, the show opens up with Nell Carter walking in on stage, dropping a dustbuster into a fish tank.
I like that she's modernized it to a dustbuster.
No, she wasn't it a dustbuster in the fish tank. And give me
a break. It was a long vacuum. She was vacuuming.
Oh, she was vacuuming in there. Oh,
it was like the long vacuum.
You're right. I thought that she dropped the dust.
I got a dozen in the fish tank.
Give me a break, now I know what it takes.
Give me a vacuum, you shark, it's using. So Andy's like, whoa, Rinna, break. Lisa Rinna, you've been Yoda all season. Will it last? They killed off Yoda, so I think we should stop talking.
She's like,
we should stop calling like, Rinna Yoda.
She's like, forever last it will. Andy, force me with it, be you.
Behave and bounce it, Will.
It own, baby. Hello, hi. Hello, hi.
Hi, how are you? You are hi, hello. Kidding me, you are right now.
Hustle, don't hustler the.
Baby hustle. Baby hustle.
Lies of our days.
So dumb. Okay, so baby. Andy's like, well, we are with the magnetic, mesmerizing, lint-free cast of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And Mel Carter.
He's like, wow, Kyle, you really got a haircut. That is a real one. That's not a pretend haircut, like when you cut off an inch and then talk about it on Instagram for a year and a half. This is an actual haircut. Luann pops up behind the couch. She's like, it's mine, Andy. So I'd like to say, Kyle, you're welcome. You're welcome for that haircut.
You're welcome, Kyle. It looks good on you, considering that it's my haircut, but it looks good on you, too. Anyway, I'm going to disappear now. She just throws something down. There's a poof of smoke. Turns into Nell Carter.
Ha! Bouncing and behaving.
Give me a Luann. By the way, I do want to give an update that I have put. I've got a Pandora station. I've submitted it through CD Baby to whatever, and I will let everyone know once it's on iTunes, because due to popular demand, aka like one person, I'm like, okay, well, everyone wants it. I guess I'll put it on iTunes.
Everyone wants it. I want it. I might even pay for Pandora. Just kidding.
Well, it's being submitted to Pandora.
Well, it I is. Already have it on my computer. I say, Siri, wow. Play that song. Hey, Siri, give Kyle my haircut. She deserves a break today.
Play that funky music, Siri.
Okay, so here we are at the opening.
We did it.
Still. Yeah, we did it, guys. So Vanderpump's like, well, you know, Andy, it's my favorite time of year. And he's like, yeah, well, it's when our relationship went on the skids too, huh? And they're like, But it was not a joke.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. This is when it always gets, this is, she probably has like a little bit, she gives him the silent treatment for about a month, except she can't because she has to do Vanderpump Rules reunion too.
Yeah. Do you remember when you attacked me during... 2 seasons ago, because Eileen talked you into it. Oh, Andy, the grudge that never ends. He's like, haha, it's funny, right? She's like, no, it's not. He's been fired, and she's never tired. It's Lisa Vanderpump, the new host of Watch What Happens Live.
He was irritating people, especially Erica, which was kind of funny. It actually was like, I kind of like it when Andy does that, so
yeah, keep doing it. He did a pretty good job in this one. He was just pissing everybody
off. And from Atlanta, too. Oh, by the way, this, you know, it's really hard for this show to put on this reunion on the same week that Atlanta had their Kim Zolciak takedown episode. It was the Kim Zolciak farewell party, and it just... How do you have a reunion the same week? How can you even think of airing one the same week? Just let Atlanta take this week. Just they get the win. They won the week, okay?
Yeah, don't put reunion up against reunion. It's like the widest show ever. It's like it's Atlanta followed by this. It's
yeah, and also to everyone who's been tweeting at us and emailing us and commenting, yes, we have heard the news. Sugarloaf is a neighborhood in Georgia, outside of Atlanta, that we did not know about. We thought it was either the Brazilian mountain or the ski slope. Or
we knew. It's just a funny name.
I didn't know. No, I didn't know.
Well, she's from Sugarloaf, so.
Well, I mean, I knew that she wasn't, I knew they weren't referring to Brazil, where Kim Mountain is.
Even though her plastic surgery is kind of like in the movie Brazil.
Except not as demure.
Yeah, not as stretchy. As we saw by the hard nose filler bone that almost popped out of her face.
Oh, I saw that. I saw the filler knob that you were talking about.
You see, people were posting about it after.
Yeah. It's like a marble got stuck there.
It's like when you get too upset, your Botox goes crazy and then just starts popping out filler ping pongs all over the place.
Filler ping pongs.
Like in one of those alien movies where a worm crawls up their skin and then you see it crawling around their face.
It's like Tremors 4 where the actual worm is like, I don't want to emerge. I'm embarrassed that this is where I chose to be a parasite.
I chose to be a parasite in the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion.
Atlanta. So anyway, but speaking of Beverly Hills, we then see Dorit. She looks like she's wearing some sort of like satin or sateen bathrobe. It was like this purple, shiny, Mylar-esque something or another. It's very intense.
It's like if she was going to be in Spartacus, but it's like she's a little kid doing Spartacus, but she doesn't have any money, so she's wearing a bathrobe, and then bobby pins is her little head shield thing. Yeah. You know, she's got tons of bobby pins. Look at me pins! It's like a shield from my brain!
Guys, I'm Spartacus. Guys. No, I'm Spartacus. Guys, I'm Spartacus.
Dorit is already killing me because when he went to her dressing room before, he goes, Dorit, do you feel misunderstood? Which is the most hilarious question because she's more misunderstood than the little monkey in Dora the Explorer. And it's like, what? Did that thing just talk? And she goes, she tells him, today is about having a voice, Andy. It's about having a voice. And then now she says, he goes, are you excited to read? And she goes, I look forward to get through it, if I'm quite honest. I was like, what does that even mean to read?
She doesn't even know. She's basically like a doll that you like pull the string, and she has a different saying, you know, Beverly Beach.
So then he's like, so Rena, you've got new hair too. She's like, ah, you've seen it before in Playboy. My muff was his style.
And Erica goes, bouncing and behaving, bouncing and behaving.
Bouncing and behaving, the shark.
Yeah, Nell Carter chimes in. Guest bartender, the ghost of Nell Carter.
Give me a break.
And so, then Dorit comes up because Kyle's like, of course, you know, now I'm picturing you naked, Rena. Thanks. And Dorit's like, of course you're able to do labor 10 years ago. Jeez, Dorit, what a slam, you know?
So then Andy turns to Erica and is like, hey, Erica, you got the high pony today, all the high teardrop pony. She's like, yeah, it's bouncing and behaving. I'm like, you just said that about Rena's hair. Like, obviously, one of the gays said, it's bouncing and behaving, bitch. And she's like, okay, that's what I'm going to say. And she's just like, that's going to be her.
She calls her hair she. I'm like, ugh. Okay, so now let's do an Erica montage.
Here I am, just a kid from Atlanta, in a meeting at Simon & Schuster in my sunglasses like an asshole.
Who would have thought a little girl from Sugarloaf, which is outside of Atlanta, and not to be confused with a mountain in Rio de Janeiro, or a ski slope up in Maine, or maybe one in California. Who'd have thought I'd be here, Smith Schuster?
Who'd have thunk it?
So it's not just Erica, it's about how all the ladies are working this season. They're all so, so busy.
Ladies like, in their 40s.
5 days on days. And then
days on days on days. 40s of women are Yoda.
Andy's like, wow, Kyle, Erica, and Dorit, you found success as old people. How does that feel? And Kyle's like, also, I got mom hair dentures and I don't have periods anymore. So there's that. I'm like, yeah, you did it. You did it.
And he's like, so Erica, how's your book, Third Printing? Like, he's like, oh, okay.
Erica's like, I mean, Rena's like, that means it's lot selling.
Best New York seller times list.
They wouldn't just keep it printing. I guess that still makes sense even in that way. So Andy's like, well, I was looking over the pamphlet that my intern sent me of your shit book, and there was a passage about your mom. And it says, I picked up my mom's habit of saying hateful things, and I don't want to be like that. And he's like, are you saying we've never seen you lose your temper? I mean, even with Eileen on that junk boat or with Teddy, like, I don't know, all the time? She's like,
I don't think so, Andy, because with Eileen, it was out of fear for what I go through at night. And with Teddy, it was, you know, she's Teddy. Look at her. She's wearing a white dress. Well, in purple sequins, this bitch is in a white dress. What do you want me to say?
It's like someone put a carrot on the couch over there. Might as well just knock it over, turn it into a soup. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that temper. There goes that temper.
I feed my horses carrots. I'm Teddy.
You know what? I just got a text message, which I think is very important. Which is that we are doing a second Atlanta show, everyone. A second Atlanta show. We probably already announced it, but
Atlanta loses its temper, just like my mama.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. Yay, Atlanta. So go to watchyourcrappins.com. Okay. So Vanderpump is like, well, I'm dead. So Vanderpump is in that mode where she's like, this season is terrible. No one let me manipulate anything. And now I'm taking the reins. Get off, Teddy. Not you. I'm taking the reins of this reunion. And so she's like, well, Erica has triggers.
That's also the name of a horse.
Shut up, Teddy. But she has triggers. To be wary. That's the horse. She has to be wary of how that temper affects people.
People who love people are the luckiest people, except for when they lose their temper.
People. Okay, Nell Carter. You see, Nell.
People.
So then Andy,
I saw Nell Carter in Broadway on Annie. This is how she sang Little Girls. She goes,
"Little girl, little girl." Every argument I can see.
I was just reading about Nell Carter yesterday because I was looking up Bebe's Kids because of Atlanta on Sunday, and she was a voice in Bebe's Kids. So there. So so then Andy's like, "Hey, so why did Brian Moylan, when he was writing your book, he talked to everyone in your life except for Tom? Why didn't you have him talk to Tom about your book?" She's like, "Well, I wanted to write about Tom. You know, it was a book about me, so then naturally I want to write about Tom. You know, I don't want him to talk about me. I want to talk about him, you know." I'm like, no, that makes no sense. Like, I understand you want to give, like, your impressions of Tom, but it's a book about you. Well, don't you want to hear, like, when I first met Erica X, Y, and Z? Or
hell no. No way. What is he going to come with, some Dillard's receipts? And Tom was probably like, "I'm writing my own goddamn book when it's time, Erica. Go to your room."
He's like, "My leg's still broken." So
yeah, Erica's like, "He wouldn't let me," is basically the answer. And also, Andy did not name check Brian Moylan. He said you co-wrote it with someone, which is very rude, Andy.
It's Brian Moylan. Dame Brian Moylan. He is a national treasure.
Give him some credit.
Yeah.
So Andy's like, "Has your mom read it?" And she's like, "Who knows? I mean, she helped me write it, but I didn't send it to her right away." And he's like, "Why?" She goes, "Well, I didn't even think about it. Who cares?" He's like, "Well, did Tom read it?" She goes, "No one's read it, Andy."
Did your housekeeper read it?
No.
Did Mikey read it? I don't know. I don't think he can read. What about the other guys?
I don't know. Maybe.
Simon & Schuster didn't even read it. They just printed it, put it out there.
3 times. It's a lot. It's a lot of books.
So did the guy at the car dealership read it?
I don't know, Andy.
Did he read it? Do you know if he read it?
Young ladies. Yeah! Welcome. Oh,
you. Sorry. Memories.
I read it. She talked about how Carl made things up.
He was being such a pest. It was so hilarious. He was like, "Why don't you read it? I mean, I've written 3 books, and the first thing I would do with my books is I'd give it to my parents. Why don't you do that?"
Well, it doesn't mean they read it.
Yeah. And he's like, she's like, "I don't know. No one's in my family's read it. How about that? No one's read it in my family." He's like, "I think that's weird."
It is weird. It's fucking weird. I don't think it's weird. Won't answer. She won't answer. It is. It's Ben,
it's hard to take time to read a book sometimes.
Ben, your own wife, your own daughter writes a book and you're not going to read it. I mean,
well, you might be scared to read it.
They should be. And he's like, "Well, but you talked about Tom. He didn't want to know what you said." She goes,
"Yeah, I talked about him and I made him sound great, didn't I?"
I'm like, okay. And Andy even goes, "Okay."
She is Erica's not happy with Andy. Like, on the heels of this temper discussion, she's like, "Shut the fuck up, you little fruit fry." Whoa. Nell Carter has to, like, get in, like, "All right, everyone. I've dealt with these situations before. On my sitcom, give me a break. You apologize to Andy. Andy, you apologize to Erica. And I'll make everything better.
Little girl.
Give me a break. No, I know what it takes. Writing a book about Erica Jane.
Give me a break. Tom Shaw could use it. His wife trying to get to the top. Bum, bum,
bum." So Andy's like, "So, Rena, would you go back to Days of Our Lives?" And she's like, "Hell no. It used to be no money. Now it's zero money." "It used to be none. And now it's zero. Hey, Erica, how many fucks do you get?"
"Zero."
That's what they offered to pay me for Days. She sold a lot of books, Andy. A lot.
And then what about Beverly Beach? She's like, "Well, Beverly Beach, we sold out of the LVP, guys. I don't know how we do with the coil. I don't think it sells as well. It might be a little jealous of the LVP. And, of course, there's no Teddy or Camille. I mean, I'm sorry. She's new. I can't make everyone. She's new."
Yeah. Andy's like, "That sounds
shady. It sounds shady. Rather shady, shady lady. She's a shady lady. Shady, shady. Some shady."
She's like, "I don't have to make excuses for it. It's my loin. And I'm going to name it after women who really bring something to my life. And Teddy does neither."
Then they cut to Teddy, who's over there in her, like, t-shirt dress. And she's like, she looks like she's been running a mile. She's just, like, really She's like panting over there. And she's like, he goes, what do you think of that, Teddy? And she's like, I was left on purpose. So like, that wasn't great. And like, I didn't even realize we were in the place we were until I saw her like take my calls and all of those scenes. Like, how many scenes do you guys need of Dorit being annoyed with my calls?
Like, it was.
50 just... scenes of Dorit being like, oh, God, Teddy.
Meanwhile, Teddy is fully doing her cymbal hands, you know, as she does her like monkey chimes with her hands as she talks, like psh, 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 psh.
Monkey chimes. It's like the way Dorit says monkey shines. Yeah. Movie.
Is it monkey chimes or monkey shines?
Monkey shines. But oh, Dorit I said would monkey just chimes. Be like, it's called monkey chimes. It's also a delicious cereal.
Magically delicious. Magically.
So yeah.
Dorit's whole thing is, because Teddy's like, I didn't realize it was being annoying. I thought we were friends until I saw how many times she was rolling her eyes. And she's like, well, Teddy is one person to your face, and then another behind your back. I'm like, that's you, Dorit. That's 100% you.
That's exactly what they're saying you are right now, Dorit. Okay, and it's funny that this came right after Atlanta, because Kim is the biggest lying monster ever. And Teddy's just doing, I mean, Dorit's just doing the exact same thing. Whatever they say to her, she's like, you are! You are. Like, well, what do you think about being two-faced?
She's
like, you are. That's where we're going after you, Lynn.
But you're right, though. No, every time she's saying you are to every... Well, that's what she always does. She always manages to deflect and then turn the accusation onto someone else.
You know? I had a notion. A notion that we were friends, Billy Notion. You were texting me, asking me to help you for back for Berlin, asking for fish in this Dorit. Or Teddy.
And Teddy's like, I just, you know, Dorit, the way you talk to me is so dismissive. She's like, oh, come on, Teddy. I'm like, yeah, that's that right there.
She's Teddy. Like, bring schools out, Teddy.
Teddy, you've been dismissed. And I say that as a friend in a non-dismissive tone.
And speaking of dismissed...
I've only ever been kind to you, you stupid little mole.
Speaking of dismissed, she's like, I'm not on trial here. And Vanderpump's like, well, we are all on trial in a way. Poetry, poetry, poetry. And Dorit's like, well, it's not a titty trial. American Crime Story, the Teddy Trial.
Teddy Trial. Inherent the boringness.
You know, John Travolta's playing Teddy. He's like, hi, I'm Teddy. John, can you please take a little...
No, he's like, he's probably like, hi, I'm Teddy. Like, okay. Stop chewing up the scenery.
So Teddy's like, well, I apologize. And Dorit's like, well, good, because I've only been kind. And you pretended to be my friend. I'm hurt by you. What are you even talking about?
What is Dorit possibly hurt by Teddy from? I mean, like, Teddy is the most innocuous person on this cast.
I know, no kidding. She's wearing white toilet paper right now, okay? And Teddy's like, well, I apologize. I had no idea how dismissive and dislikeful you were of me. And Andy's like, well, sounds like you all watched the same show that we did. Next!
Yeah. So now we get into the Teddy segment, which goes on for like 5 minutes. Another way you can tell they're stretching it out when these little segments last more than 10 seconds. And this one was going for like 2 minutes. It was like... Look, there's Teddy opening up a peanut butter and jelly jar. Oh, yeah, she has a jar for both of them. Look, there's Teddy opening a door. Hey, there's Teddy, like, walking. Oh, Teddy telling a story. Oh, Teddy.
Pretty much. Then they show Kyle. She's like, we'd love to exercise. When I saw that she had lost 90 pounds, I was like, wait a minute. And then they show the before and after picture. And Erica's, just, I mean, God, all these white women look the same, I swear to God. Teddy is just pushing out her stomach. That is not 90 pounds worth of stomach, girl. Well, okay.
I love that picture of Teddy when she was 21. They always show it. She's just like, you know.
I'm Teddy.
So when it comes out, they start asking about her in vitro. I forgot there was this whole thing where she had trouble giving birth, and then she felt like all of her son's issues were because they had chosen a boy embryo instead of a girl one, and they didn't let God choose his way. I'm like, this was such a small part of her entire season, and then they're leading with this, not to take anything away from it, But it kind of also shows how uneven this show was. That like we're like, it also shows really that there was nothing going on with Teddy except reacting to people, which I don't necessarily have a problem with. But I was like, gosh, I totally forgot that this was even a thing for her. So she starts talking about it, like, does Teddy want to have another baby? And her kids, her daughter, right, was like, yeah, I want to have another baby. Why don't you have another baby? And Dorit's like, you should get a dog from Vanderpump Dogs Rescues. Which was A, kind of like insulting, and B, like, okay, you don't have to start kissing ass. Just, like, you can kiss ass later to Lisa.
I know, it's a slam. Get a dog! How rude, who says that? And I like that at the end of that clip package, Rinna, who has obviously not watched 1 minute of this whole fucking season, which is hilarious, she's like, whoa, from what I see of that, you seem to have guilt about picking the boy. Not that I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Rinna's just fast forwarding through all of Teddy's scenes too. I mean, that shit is hilarious.
Hello, this is Lisa Rinna. We have an ad coming up, so you better listen to it, baby. And then they're like, well, someone is like, Sheila from Tangelo, Texas, is like, hey, Teddy, you know, the only thing you've done in your life is ride horses and be an accountability coach. It sounds like those are like not real jobs. Those are like rich people activities. Like, have you ever worked a job in your life? And Teddy's like, yeah, actually, I worked in the mailroom of CIA and, like, worked my way up to the lit department, the head of lit department. And then I was at UTA working for Lisa's agent, and I was a waitress. So I have to say, I was like, well, that's impressive, because working in those agencies is not easy. And how is one a waitress and working at CIA at the same time? Is that even possible?
I don't know. She needs to fuck more strangers in Hollywood, because that sounds like too much work to be in this town. It's like, you're young, thin, and you come from famous people. Stop working so much.
Yeah, why are you working at CIA?
It's terrible. Tammy's like, where did the name Slate come from? She's like, oh, like countertops.
So. And that part in the beginning of a movie when they go, action, I like slates.
So Andy's like, okay, let's get to the real reason you were hired. John Cougar Mellencamp. What about him? Does he watch it? Does he like me? Does he think I look tall? Do I look better in a black t-shirt or like a full suit? What does he think? Tell me what he thinks.
Yeah. Rinna's like, yeah, we haven't met your dad and Meg Ryan.
And Erica goes,
that's so offensive.
She goes, that's so fucking forward. I'm like, Erica, do you even know what your persona is?
I don't, you pick up fuck. Dollars with your twat. On
yeah,
YouTube,
miss, so. I don't give a fuck, because I'm like, I can't believe you asked about Meg Ryan. I don't give a fuck.
And Teddy's like, you'll laugh. And I'm like, no, we won't. I can pretty much guarantee. She's like, my dad was at this art show, and he thought someone was coming up to ask for his autograph, but they really wanted to ask about me and Dorit. And Andy's like, so Meg Ryan watches? Oh, my God. Does she still use AOL? Does she hear, you've got mail? That's my favorite part. I love that movie.
Has she been able to sleep yet?
Billy Crystal, big one or little one? Tell me the truth.
Does she remember Paris or no?
So Teddy's like, well, I can tell you she watched it with all of us at Christmas. And Andy's like, oh my God, collaboration. And Erica goes, with her dad? He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He doesn't have to collaborate with anyone.
Yeah.
Thanks for standing up for the real artist here, Erica.
Yeah,
Erica really is an asshole in this reunion.
She was really not happy with that. She was still mad that Andy said it was weird that she didn't give her book to her mom. She's like, oh.
Why would he collaborate with you, loser?
He's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He doesn't need to collaborate with me. Doesn't want to.
AKA, I don't want him hearing my music.
And no, Carter's like,
Sleepless in Seattle.
That was Aunt Thelma. What was Aunt Thelma's? Aunt Thelma was on Give Me a Break also. Aunt Thelma from Family Matters. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, I have a question.
Sure.
Is Meg Ryan married to John Cougar Mellencamp or something?
I guess they're together, yeah. I don't know if they're married. I don't know if you ever get married again after Dennis.
I'm going to look it up, because it's weird. Yeah, you don't. Not after him. But it's weird to think that Meg Ryan could be Teddy's stepmom. That's like a weird concept for me to grok.
It really is, because I feel like Teddy was probably like, don't do a remake of The Women. Why would you do that? That's a horrible idea. Meg Ryan was like, shut up. stepkid, and she did it anyway. And so now every Christmas, Teddy's like, told you so.
It's weird. I feel like Meg Ryan, if anything, should be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes, hopefully. She lives outside in a 65-acre estate outside Bloomington, Indiana. Well, wait, John Mellencamp does. Wait, that's in 2013, because I think he moved someplace else, because I saw his house on Pinterest.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't do it on purpose, okay?
Here's what's good for Meg Ryan, okay? Here's why I think, first of all, we need a Meg Ryan comeback anyway, and here's why it can happen. Because when she messed up her face and everything with plastic surgery, everyone was like, Meg Ryan, why would you do that to your face? But now that like 12 or 15 years have passed since she did that, people have gotten used to like really stupid looking plastic surgery. And so now she doesn't look as much of like an aberration. So people can be like, oh, okay, I can accept that. So I think actually like the world is ready for Meg Ryan to come back because we have just lowered our standards what makes us think something is weird.
Well, yeah, we're used to rubbery ball faces. I mean, look at that poor Reiki chick on Vanderpump Rules. I'm like, what's wrong with her face? Because I'm not used to seeing a face in this town without Botox. I'm like, where does she live?
Yeah.
So John Mellencamp and Meg Ryan might be finally tying the knot, says Page Six on March 6, 2018.
Everyone loves
it's
Meg
because
Ryan.
Meg Ryan finally listened to me. Okay, so then is a Rena montage. And it's basically Days of Our Lives. Not a lot.
Yeah.
And let's see, Rena dancing, which is always the best part of yeah. Rena's season. It's when she's like, it's an Erica party. It's an Erica party.
Yeah, it's basically like, hey, Lisa, you were really reserved this season. She's like, well, Andy, I chose to react differently. As in, I reacted off camera when we weren't shooting. But she was
I
like,
to stop yelling and start slashing tires, Andy. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm kidding not.
Well, she said something about like somewhere in here about either she said it or someone said it that she was nice this season instead of being a bitch. And I was like, I don't think she was ever a bitch, to be honest. I think that she was like nosy and she butted in and stirred shit up, but she wasn't like a bitch. So I feel like that's wrong to say that she was a bitch. I think she just stirred shit, and I missed the shit stirring that she did.
Well, his question was, so you spent a few seasons being vocal, and you got hammered. And she's like, hammered! Hammered, Andy, hammered! And he's like, so that just basically killed your entire show personality? And she's like, I didn't like me behavior. I mean, will I slip up? Of course! Fuck you! Fuck you, stupid queer! I mean, I'm just kidding. See, I slipped up right now. That was me slipping up, Andy.
Yeah, because like Jeremy from Queens says, hey, Lisa Rinna, you were really lame this season. She's like, fuck you, Jeremy. And they're like, yeah, fuck you, Jeremy.
That was a slip up, Andy. And she goes, I have daughters and I want to be a good role model. And so he goes, well, Marco from Marco Polo, Illinois wants to know, what you say you want to be a good role model, but what happened at ages 19 and 16 to suddenly make you a good role model to your kids? Shouldn't you have thought of that at a younger age?
Yeah. And then there was a question about like, so has any of your behavior blown back on Delilah and affected her job opportunities? And Lisa's like, yeah, I'm not going to go into it, but yeah, yeah. And Dorit just goes, oh. Suddenly she's like an empathetic soul.
They really, really hurt Delilah Bell's career with Lisa's talking. Like, well, that's the reason she has a career too. So mm-hmm. let's all bond, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's give credit where credit is due. So then there's the blowjob techniques and the book and stuff. And she's like, well, you know, people got mad. I mean, you wouldn't believe it, Andy. Hammered! But you know what? That book sold. It sold out on Amazon. 14th printing, right, Erica? And Erica's like, oh, they love blowing you up, those kids. And she sold some books, huh? Me and Rita, the vicious circle. Dorothy Parker's vicious circle. It's me and Rita.
The difference is, I give my book to my family members, like my daughters. I used to read it before bedtime when they were little girls.
At least we know someone's family reads our books. Their kids learned how to do blowjobs, so, yeah. You know.
So then there's talk about Rinna and Teddy, because was Rinna being shady to Teddy? Because when Rinna was on Watch What Happens, someone asked a question and like, what do you think about Teddy? And she's like, huh? You know, she like sort of like shrugged or something. And so Rinna's like, well, it's just that like Teddy was on there. And they asked Teddy, what do you think about Rinna? And Teddy was like, huh? So I thought, you know what? I'm not going to give her anything back.
It was like, Teddy was like, but yeah, but that was my first time on Watch What Happens. And they said, like, who do you talk to? And I said, I talk to you.
She's like, look, I don't have an issue with you. I was just being a brat. Slipped up. See, Andy? Slipped up.
And then Teddy was, they mentioned like, oh, that was the same episode where Meghan McCain came after you, Teddy, and they show
that Lisa Vanderpump did. She's like, wasn't that the same episode Meghan McCain said? It's like, you little sister, Lisa.
And they show the clip of Meghan McCain being like, I don't know why you keep casting boring people, Andy. Teddy is boring. She's boring. She doesn't do anything. She's lame. She's stupid. I hate her. And then Teddy's like, yeah, I mean, she really had it out. I'm not in a feud with her. I'm just like, okay, you think I'm boring? And she just like keeps talking shit about me. Like, she went on like a podcast and was talking shit about me. I'm like, excuse me, that's Danny Pellegrino's podcast, and you were on it. Don't say a podcast. You know exactly which podcast it was. You were a guest.
Yes, and it's the second time they've not name checked somebody.
Like, you know, why do you act like it was some random thing? You were on it.
Yeah. And so then Andy asked Lisa Rinna about the Instagram story she did of making fun of, because she watched all of season one of Beverly Hills, yeah, and was making really rude, really rude Insta stories, which were hilarious. And
They were just funny, but they weren't that rude.
They were pretty rude, but hilarious, you know. Yeah. And then they kept showing pictures of it, and it was like Lisa Vanderpump's old face and stuff. And Rinna's like, who is this? No, seriously, who is this? Yeah. Like, picture after picture, which, I mean, we've said a million times, so.
Yeah. So then the question is, you know, on your Instagram, you said that you loved Cedric and you think he should visit. Lisa, when did you last hear from Cedric? And Lisa's like, well, that was a really nasty thing for Lisa Rinna to say. So nasty, the damage that Cedric did to my family. He almost caused us to have something happen to us, but it never happened. The damage!
Nasty! And Rinna's like, I don't know what damage he caused. How would I know? I don't watch that show. And she goes, it was on the show. It's like, well, I didn't see the whole thing. I mean, and Kyle's like, well, you did have a go at her. And Vanderpump goes, yes, Kyle told me all about your Instas having a go at me. And she's like, it was jibs. It was jabs. Jibs, jabs. Jab, jibs. It was jab, jibs. You came at me hard, Vanderpump, so, you know, what's the big deal? And she's like, well, I heard about it, and it was nasty.
She's like, Vanderpump, you should have a sense of humor. You should have a sense of humor about it. It was just funny stuff. I do have a sense of humor. I mean, I didn't even see it. I'm just saying I heard. Well, it was fun. You would have laughed at it, but it was mean. It was like, but you didn't read it. Ah. I'm like, this is the stupidest fight of all time. And finally, Rinna goes, well, unless you saw it, you should just shut up. Which is good.
She's like, are you kidding me right now? Who cares? An Instagram story that expires in 24 hours. Watch her to shut up. Then they just cut to Vanderpump's face, and she's like,
and note that, of course, it was Kyle who was in the middle of all this. Kyle is the one who got Lisa mad, because I don't think, at least the ones that we saw, nothing was like really too mean. It was just snarky, and I think Vanderpump would have either had fun with it or like responded back with her own shit, but Kyle made it, as usual, made it seem so bad.
Yeah. So then Andy asks, I read in you know, Car Wash magazine, the Vanderpump might be running for the governor. And he's like, who would you have as your running mate? And Eric is like, oh, you think reality sucks? Wait until you're in politics. All these losers asking John Mellencamp to come on the show. Oh, sorry, Andy. That was you.
my next song is called Politics. It's called Gavel, Gavel, Laws in Session. Passing the bill, and the bill is fuck.
My pussy objects. My pussy objects. Fuck you, my pussy objects. Fuck you.
Hangin' Chad.
Hangin' Chad.
So,
His name is Hung Chad. Pussy, pussy.
So Lisa says, well,
I see Kyle and Dorit as my equals. So, as you see, neither of them would be my running mate, which is her polite way of saying, I ain't running for office with these two dum-dums.
Yeah. And Erica's like, well, it should be Dorit. She'd be perfect, because in this current political climate, nobody knows what the fuck is going on. She'd confuse everyone. No offense, Dorit.
If I were Lisa Vanderpump, I would, you know who my running mate would be? Probably be Catherine, what's her face? Catherine Edwards from like two or three seasons ago. Because that woman, she like doesn't have all of her hearing, and she's like really, when she can't hear things, she just gets really blunt, and she'd just sort of be like little Joe Biden-y slash like Scaramucci-ish. She'd be, they'd be like, so Catherine Edwards, what do you have to say about this scandal that Lisa Vanderpump was not paying her waiters at Sir? What? What are you talking about? Huh? Huh?
She's still mad at really old things. She's like, I think the gays should have the rights to get married. Like, that's already happened. Oh, anyone else?
My life was ruined by OJ. Ruined. Whoa, we were asking about
Lisa. I want to pass a law against Faye Resnick. You're like, she's already not on this show. Oh, okay. Anything else? So let's see, Andy. Okay, now we enter into
the three-way tug of war.
The soul-sucking segment from hell. And he's like, Dorit came along and not only put bobby pins all over her head for no reason, but changed Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump's relationship forever.
Yeah.
And at this point, I went on Amazon and started perusing the noodler section.
There was a big board game sale on Amazon this week. You should peruse that. So, so Lisa, they showed this whole sequence, this whole like a recap of all the squabbling, which, when it's all condensed together, is just even pettier and more immature than you can even imagine, which is what I love. I do love that part. And so Andy basically is like, so the consensus is that basically Dorit and Kyle were fighting over your friendship, Lisa. How'd you feel? Well, you were eating it all up. She goes, no, my feelings have been really hurt in this situation. When they're competing to have said the least offensive thing to me, when they both said offensive things, that hurts, Andy. It hurts. It hurts like hearing that Nick Allen won't be returning my calls, Maestro.
It hurts almost as much as it hurt knowing I wouldn't have a pendulum to swing from in this reunion. How could you?
And then she does this thing where she keeps like trying to yell at Erica through the whole thing, which is cracking me up, because she goes,
having a fight about who, being in the middle about who hurt me the worst isn't a great place to be, Erica.
And then it's just this long pause, and Erica's looking at her with her cold face, and she's like,
okay.
Fine, I'll give you a book. I get it. Consolation prize.
So first they start talking about the Pally House dinner, which the whole impetus for that dinner was that Lisa had a court case thrown out. So she was very happy. So Kyle, and the reason why she got so mad was that she had waited 30 minutes for these bitches to show up. And then when they do, before she can even celebrate, Kyle starts complaining about the PK's party and the wine glass fight and all that, whatever. So Kyle has this cockamamie explanation, which I barely followed. Correct me if I'm wrong. She's just like, well, you know, on this show, when stuff happens in the press, you know, we talk about it privately. We don't talk about it on camera. We, like, get together one-on-one. So when Lisa gathered us together, you know, we toasted, and then I thought, there, it's over. We celebrated, because we'll talk about it one-on-one later. I was like, I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, I didn't understand any of this. But then Andy goes, Erica, why are you laughing? Oh, no, Vanderpump goes, yeah. Andy, why are you laughing? And he goes, because Erica gave me a look, and so I'm laughing. And she's,
well, I am smiling. I am, because you do have a decade of history, and it's just how Latin.
Vanderpump goes, just shut up and let me keep on then, Erica.
I was waiting half an hour at Pally House alone, and then you started, and then it's this glass scenario.
And Erica's like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. So Lisa now was insulted.
Oh, it's very insulting. Very insulting that you would say that, Kyle, that you would say that Dorit and I ganged up on you about the glasses. And Kyle's like, no, I don't mean that you guys ganged up on me. I was saying that at that night, you guys were obviously sticking together, so I wanted to, like, have Teddy's back. She's like, sticking together? That means ganging up.
I'm like, okay, doesn't actually. And that actually was a really good insight into the way Lisa thinks, you know, that the moment that two people are just decide to, like, ally for a second, they're ganging up, because it's not the same thing.
Yeah, I was like, ugh. And then they start squabbling amongst themselves, you know, Vanderpump and Kyle, and it's so childish, and Kyle starts talking like a child, and Vanderpump starts screaming like a grandma, you know, and then Kyle's like, let me finish, and she goes, no. And then it's like, cut to commercial.
But it was also a breaking of the fourth wall, because Kyle basically said, well, you guys, like, the way you guys were sticking together, the way you said you were going to stick together with Dorit, it sounded like you had made a plan to stick together with her, which I think was her way of saying, it sounded like you had made, a decision before the show started that you guys were going to stick together and you guys were going to be in an alliance. So I decided, since I was not in the alliance, I was, you know, whatever. So
just ganging up.
Well, it's not necessarily ganging up, but it could turn into ganging up. It could lead to ganging up, but being allies with someone does not automatically mean ganging up. But if you're insecure, then yes, it does mean that.
Ay, my head. So Kyle's like, you call me out for every teeny weeny little thing. And I hadn't even heard Dorit's name until she came on this show. Not once in all these years. I've never heard her name, and then suddenly she's your best friend. She's like, well, look, obviously we know that Dorit was a little economical with the truth in the park. And Teddy's like, finally a conversation I can understand. Economics. You know, it rains today, it's sunny tomorrow, safer today, and then there's a hurricane. Everybody get it? And they're like, shut up, Teddy!
So, yeah, so now Kyle is, you know, giving further examples of how she feels like she's at a different standard than Dorit, and Dorit is new, and because she's new, Lisa likes her more, and she's like, yeah, like, after that Pally House meal, like, you know, you don't, like, when you stormed off, I was like, don't call Lisa, she's not gonna answer the phone, because that's what she does, she doesn't answer the phone right away, and then Dorit called you, and you answered the phone. I was like, oh my god.
And it must be because of this relationship with PK, and if Lisa's upset with you, she won't pick up the phone. And Vanderpump goes, well, sometimes I take a day or two. And Kyle goes, or a month. But also, Kyle, this is exactly what you've done to everybody all season. You get mad, then you don't answer your phone. And then they show later a clip of her doing that to Erica, but it's like, okay, when...
And also, you harping on the phone call is the exact, like, when you say, Lisa, you call me out on every single little stupid thing. I'm like, what do you think you're doing when you're talking about this phone call? Like, she didn't answer the call for you, but she did for Dorit. That's called harping on every little stupid little thing. So, so Dorit's like, I cherish Lisa, and I would never, ever, ever want to hurt her, especially because she told me secretly she's afraid of being abandoned by her friends and having them hurt her because of something that happened with Nanny Kay back in 1932.
Well, I wasn't upset about that, but then once I saw it, and then we've had tears, and she's been remorseful, Andy Dorit. She's cried, she's thrown herself in my driveway, Andy, and at some point you have to move on or be accused of holding a grudge, Kyle! Which I hold a grudge about to this day.
I was about to say, I love that, like, in her shaming Kyle for accusing Lisa of holding a grudge, that in and of itself is a grudge.
Yes. And Kyle's like, oh god, I'm still being punished for that. And then Vanderpump goes, you know I'm a very good friend to you, Kyle. I talked to you ad infinitum about your... And Erica goes, ad infinitum? What the fuck is that? Not a word. And everyone starts shaming her like that's not a word. And it actually is a word.
It is.
You dumbasses.
I don't know how it's pronounced though. I assumed it was ad infinitum. Infinitum. I don't know. I mean, I was a Latin student, but I don't know how you say. I'm gonna say infinitum.
Ad infinitum. I didn't know that either. Actually, I knew it was a word, but I didn't know how to say it. But I looked it up.
It's ad infinitum.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, when a British person busts out Latin, believe them.
Yes, believe British people. They're generally smarter. Yeah. I mean, not about dental care, but everything else.
But about Latin, they are. Yeah. Yes.
And then Eric is like, what the fuck is that? And so they start all shaming her. They're like, that's not a word. And she goes, okay, fine, ad nauseum. And then Eric is like, yeah, ad nauseum. Kind of like now.
I don't give a nauseum.
So So Dorit, okay, this is the most confusing note that I've ever wrote. Dorit says, Kyle says, LVP controls Dorit.
Okay,
she goes, Kyle's not saying
I think
it.
That Kyle's a bit competitive with Lisa.
That's not a word. Fine.
And knows him. At the beginning of the season, Kyle told me Lisa Vanderpump thinks that she controls me. And Vanderpump's like, oh God, even your husband can't control you, darling.
Get it?
You're like a big wheel going down your driveway. Just rolling out of control because it's a 48 degree drop.
I've still got it even when I'm hurt, Andy, stabbed through the heart.
And Kyle's like, I don't remember ever saying something like that, which means she totally said it.
Yeah, of course.
Otherwise she would have said, you're a fucking liar, Camille.
Yeah, exactly. She would have. Exactly.
And well, that's totally Kyle and Lisa, by the way. I think they're both telling the truth. I think that Kyle did tell her that. She's like, watch out. These are the warning signs of Vanderpump. She's controlling you and blah, blah, blah. And I do believe that Lisa and Dorit were like, we're together no matter what. This is what works on this show. We're going to stick together no matter what.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that there's a whole metagame at play here, which is that before the season begins, they all decide their alliances. And Kyle has worked really hard to be like, okay, it's going to be number one, number two. I'm going to be your sidekick. It's going to be the Lisa and Kyle show. And she got it for like one season, one and a half seasons, finally. And then in comes Dorit, and then Dorit gets the prime spot. And then Kyle is like, I'm not sure. Do I still have a slot with Lisa? Like, what's going on? It's like on Survivor when all of a sudden the alliance is shipped. So she's like insecure about that. But you can't talk about that stuff on these shows because you're not allowed to. So it just gets turned into this weird discussion about control in general, this sort of vague discussion about control.
Yeah. So then Andy's like, okay, we'll talk about this for 5 more hours. In the meantime, remember when Dorit was in Berlin and got upset about you ruining her Bellum magazine party after Berlin, she got mad that you ruined her Bellum magazine party. And he goes, with all due respect to Bella, it's not Vogue. Like, damn.
But Dorit though took it in stride. She goes, well, Andy, yes, it's not Vogue, and I'll never be a model on Vogue, but it's still a cover. She does like this weird little laugh.
And Dorit's like, I was uncomfortable at the beach house because there were conversations that happened the night before and I didn't come to her. It's not like I went up to Erica and said, Erica, Kyle said so-and-so. I didn't do that. So then they cut to the footage of her doing exactly that.
Exactly. In like different wording, but she's like, everyone was talking about you. Everyone was talking about you. And I was like, who? Kyle.
Oh, so good.
So Kyle's like, so
you're saying I better remember every word I ever said? And Kyle's like, well, if you're going to bring it up on camera, you better. And Brenda goes, yeah, you need receipts, right, Andy? Receipts.
That's what I was saying, Delilah. Receipts, you can write this all off. But yeah, Kyle basically says, listen, Dorit, the thing is, what's annoying is that at that beach house moment is that you pulled Erica aside and made it sound like I was talking all this shit about her when, like, the truth was, I wasn't talking a lot of shit. And you can see, because they showed the most damning thing I said, because they would have, if I said something worse, they would have shown it. But there was nothing worse. And you're exaggerating. And Dorit just goes, nice try, Kyle. Nice try, Kyle.
Yeah.
Guys,
nice
Troy.
Troy.
Nice Troy.
Troy.
Coyle. Guys, look at a trying. Coyle.
Kyle's like, it was on camera, Dorit. And Andy goes, we get it. We get it already. And Erica goes,
my migraine is worse.
My migraine.
So then the hour sort of comes to a conclusion with the resurrection yet again of Pantygate.
Oh, geez. Which is basically what we just did all over again.
Yeah. So basically, you know, it's like, so when you brought up Pantygate, I don't even know why they started talking about Pantygate. Like, I mean, I know why. I don't know how they transitioned into it. But Dorit is like, Kyle, I always said that you had nothing to do with Pantygate. I always said that, Kyle. And they're like, no, you were heavily implying that when you left the room in Pantygate's origins, that Erica was in a good mood, and when you came back, Erica was pissed at you, and you implied it was because of Kyle. And she's like, no,
I was just merely using it as an example of of me walking out of a room. Like, remember the time I walked out of a room and everyone was happy and then Kyle started talking and then everyone was mad? That's a perfect example of me walking out of a room. Me physically walking into a room. That's all.
All I was trying to say was that ever since I've been a little girl, I've dreamt of bikinis. And here I am with my dream coming true. And then I walk out of a room and Carl dashes it.
Hey, you just said I dashed your dreams.
No, I didn't, Carl. That's completely made up. I don't know where you're coming from.
I was just giving an example of what it's like to have your dreams dashed. I wasn't saying that you dashed my dreams. I'm saying that you were practicing Morse code and you wrote a dash and then you wrote dreams in dashes and then my dreams were dashed.
And I don't know why you call it Morse code when you just tap on things. Morris is a cat!
He's a good cat.
And then Luann pops up again. She's like, yes, that's me. Morris the cat.
Morris the cat. I'm here for my food.
So then Eric is like, did I miss something off camera? Is that what you're insinuating? Because I've never had a problem with this woman, Kyle. And if there's something else that happened, just say that. And Dorit's like, no! I was drawing a comparison to having your bikini dreams dashed in a heap of fire, a heap of Kyle fire, Morris the cat. It's like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah. So yeah. Nell Carter's like, I'm not following anymore. So
she drops the mic in the fish tank and leaves.
She's like, you are all misbehaving. So then, like, so now Kyle, because Kyle's big thing is that, like, no one stood up for her about the Pantygate thing, that Dorit made this heavy implication, and no one said, Dorit, that's ridiculous. Kyle had nothing to do with it. Everyone was silent. So then everyone starts doing this thing of, like, especially Erica, like, well, I didn't say anything because I was confused. I didn't know what's going on. I had to process. I was writing my own book in my head. I was a lot to take in because obviously, if she had said that you had done it, I would have been like, no, Kyle had nothing to do with it. But I was confused.
And then Kyle's like, but I just needed you to explain it. Then Kyle starts her whining.
It would have been nice. It would have been nice. I mean, I actually side with Kyle on that.
Oh, I mean,
It was bullshit. Because Dorit was starting to stir shit up that, like, Kyle was the real reason that Pantygate had legs, no pun intended. And Erica could have been like, no, Dorit, stop that.
Yeah, but Erica, I mean, I don't know. Erica's probably just as sick as I am of all this shit. But I like when Kyle's like, meh, and Erica goes, look, Kyle, we never had an issue, okay? And if we do, I'll bring it up at the moment like I did at the beach house. So why let yourself have a problem with me? We've never had one, baby. We've never had one, baby.
Well, then why didn't you ever give me a book?
Well, I don't give anyone a book,
baby.
So then the question is like, Dorit, could you see how Kyle could have been upset? Do you understand now why she was upset? Does this make sense to you? And she's like,
I mean, Kyle, I've said it numerous times now that it's not what I intended.
I'm like, no, Dorit, that's not the question. They all said it. They're like, Dorit, it's not the question. It's not like, did you intend to do this? Do you understand why Kyle felt this way? And she's like,
have I talked about my Moroccan beans yet?
And then in the background, you just hear Teddy go, there's a pattern here. And no one listens to her. And Kyle's like, yeah, but Dorit, that's why I apologize to you. And Andy's like, looks like he's falling asleep. He's like, Dorit, why didn't you just accept the apology? And she goes,
because then I think our friendship was fractured and I was hurt, Andy.
The real victim. The real victim is Dorit, as always.
Oh, my God. And then they're trying to explain to her. Erica's like, she's just saying that you don't understand what she's upset, baby. And Rinna goes, you guys, you just need to go things led. Go and things on move. Fring so it.
Dorit, I am your father.
Which is nothing that Yoda ever said, but why not?
Yeah.
So
talk about how Kyle was mean to my father.
So that brings us to the end of part one. We've got our Philly tickets on sale, and now we've got an Atlanta situation. Those tickets go on sale on Thursday. There's a pre-sale going on now, though. So go enjoy that. And then you guys, oh my god, tomorrow is Real Housewives in New York City. Yay!
Harder.
Very
hey,
excited.
Everybody, thanks so much for being here. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.